Podcasting 101, the podcast that's all about podcasting. Think of starting your own podcast? Lucky for you, you no longer have to finish The Idiot's Guide to Podcasting or Podcasting for Dummies. Nope. Slam that book. Podcasting 101 is the podcast for you. Twice a week, every Monday and every Friday, learn new tips and tricks from some of the most successful podcasters and how they started out. We made mistakes, so you don't have to. We talk interviews, marketing, branding your show, even ways to potentially earn a buck from your podcast. I've got some of the best podcasts in every genre coming on the show. Comedy, science, business, writing, publishing, marketing, and sports. No matter what kind of podcast you host or are planning on hosting, you should check out Podcasting 101. Don't take it from me. Read all of our 5-star reviews on iTunes. Speaking of iTunes, you can find the show on the front page of iTunes New and Noteworthy. Or you can just search Podcasting 101 and click the subscribe button. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We're also on Stitcher Radio. Wherever you listen to podcasts is where Podcasting 101 is. Thanks for the time. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You are now listening to Blogging Under the Influence, where my dad and his buddies get drunk and talk smack. Talk smack.
Talk smack.
Talk smack. Hey, I'm the life of the party. Hey, look what I just started. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Yeah, now everybody raise your cups and sing. Sobriety, 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 sobriety. Man, I never wanna grow up. Sobriety,
welcome to Blogging Under the Influence, episode 99. My name is Mick.
Hey, Dub.
And Scott.
Shauna.
The and's supposed to come on the last one.
I know,
you're
but
normally
I'm,
the last.
I know, but
Shauna stole your
I know,
seat
she's in my seat,
table.
So I just have it. Yeah. And Scott.
And Scott.
That's the and's. People think my first name's Ann.
They do. I get emails about that all the time. What kind of fucking parent names their kid Ann.
Ann has a real masculine voice. I'm sure she's a pretty gal, but
oh, if only they could see you.
Yeah, I am a pretty
you would
gal.
Look, you would look pretty good in a wig. Do you have any wigs?
I do have some wigs.
That is not shocking. On your mannequins?
No.
Dolls.
I actually, I don't wear them too much anymore, but occasionally I would for fun put on a wig and wear it for a day. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I had I'd have glasses, and the one time I went through McDonald's with it on, and it was funny because I placed the order. You know, you go around, you give them the money. Well, before the lady gives me back my change, like, I noticed like a parade of people started walking through, and then as I go up to get my food, like more people keep walking by walk by the window and kind of look back like they were doing something, walk on by, and then somebody else would walk.
Yeah, they're like, where, look at this fucking retard.
Yeah, they're like, hey, check this guy out. Yeah. I think that they didn't know if I was for real or if I was, you know, if I was trying to be funny or if I was somebody who.
What kind of wig was it?
This was a gray one, and I had it on backwards because it looked funnier on backwards than it looked forwards. So, because if I put it on backwards, you can't see. It had like a you know, like this type of a
right.
Bang on it with kind of. It was a gray wig, so it matched my natural hair color.
Where did you get a wig?
Oh, I get them at
you
can
find
sales,
them.
Yeah, yard sales.
Stores that I go to.
Yeah,
used wigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Charles has given me a few wigs. I had one wig stolen from me at Mardi Gras a few years ago. That
oh,
one
really?
Upset me. Yeah, it was a nice one, and I was wearing it
well,
for Mardi
let
Gras.
Let me clarify, Muncie Gras.
Yeah, Muncie Gras, sorry.
Yeah, this is the...
Yeah, sorry, yeah. But I was wearing it, and I was taking pictures, and out having a good time, and next thing you know, somebody runs by and snatches it off my head and keeps running. I was like, and I'm standing there in a crowd of people, and I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious? This guy, that guy just stole my wig. He just took it. It's gone. I was tequila drinking, so I mean,
tequila drinking, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't really affect me too badly. But
we're in docks. The last years we went, and Tyson had one of them fucking Viking helmet things on, and somebody stole it.
Off his head?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it must be a thing.
I guess.
It must be a thing. Like I said, I was right out in the middle of the street, and the guy just ran by and snatched it right off my head and took and kept running.
So what other wigs do you have besides the gray one?
I've got a couple gray ones right now, and then I lost my other one, so I think I've only got two of them right now. But they are fun. Okay. They're fun to kind of wear.
When we record next week, I politely request that you wear one of your wigs.
I'll bring one in. I'll bring one
They'll go straight to Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll see if I have the glasses, too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The glasses, and yeah, it kind of matches.
So what's been going on?
Not much.
Anybody?
Lots of work.
J-Dub had a big yard sale yesterday.
Big rummage sale.
Did you?
Four families.
Did you? Is it still going on?
No.
Oh, what'd you have?
One day only.
I love rummage sales. I probably would have liked some of your stuff.
Yeah.
Do you still have stuff?
No. Some guy came at the end of it, and he's like, I'll take whatever you have left. And we're like, okay,
what did you have
we're going to take
no
out.
Shit.
What did you have left? That's that rarely wow. happens. I mean, that's like.
Yeah. That you
but what,
wait
what type of stuff?
Oh, it was, most of it was from my girlfriend's grandmother.
Okay.
She went into a nursing home, so
okay.
they were just trying to get rid of
right.
some furniture, sure. clothes.
Old furniture?
Old people stuff.
Oh, man. Furniture.
Old people stuff. Define that for me. What's old people stuff?
Doilies.
Doilies, mothballs.
Yeah.
Blankets.
Out-of-date Geritol pills.
Knick-knacky stuff.
Gospel albums.
Yes, there were lots. There were lots of gospel albums.
I know.
They did not sell
I
either.
I wasn't joking about that either. I knew there would be gospel albums. Some old Johnny Cash probably maybe stuck in there. My grandparents did.
She would have thought he was the devil. So.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, my grandparents, they had the old albums, and they had a lot of the gospel, but stuck in there would be like a Johnny Cash or,
wow.
you know, some that's like, yeah, that's actually decent, you know.
Wow.
But it was a Johnny Cash doing gospel, but
right.
still. I
or
mean,
like Hank Williams Sr.
Or Elvis Presley doing gospel.
Conway Twitty.
No, I like Hank Williams Sr. I thought I like him better than Hank Williams Jr. And actually, I was listening to PBS the other night, and his daughter, what was her name?
Hankette.
No, she's beautiful girl, really tall, blonde-haired girl, but she's a musician, and she does kind of folk music, and she's very talented. I was kind of surprised, which I like Hank Williams III. I think his voice is kind of...
I witnessed him get water bottles thrown at him.
From where?
At Lollapalooza.
Oh, really? People didn't get into it, huh?
It was... I don't know which Lollapalooza it was. It was the one where Metallica was there. And it was back at Deer Creek when they still allowed you to have bottles. So this is 98, 99, something
wow.
like that.
Well, and he was relatively unknown back then, too.
Yeah, he was. He's pretty young, too.
Yeah.
But people were taking their water bottles with like an inch of water or so left in them and just fucking chucking them at the stage. And James Hetfield came out. And said, if you motherfuckers don't show this man some respect, then Metallica's
we're
not
done.
Playing tonight.
Wow.
The water bottle stopped getting thrown, because everybody was there to see Metallica.
Yeah.
And Soundgarden was there, too. I didn't give a fuck about them, but I went to see
How
Metallica.
Was Metallica?
Very good.
They rock. What tour was this? What album would it have been?
Reloaded, probably.
I think it was before Reloaded came
was
out.
Was it?
I don't know. They played mostly old stuff, though. I mean, you know, from the Black Album and Master of Puppets and shit like that.
Justice for All.
Metallica knows what they're doing, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're not going to come out and play a bunch of new songs. I mean, they do, but they make sure they play their other shit, too. Especially back then, because they got a lot of shit for Load when it came out. For being too commercial or whatever.
Yeah, for selling out.
I don't think they sold out, but... A lot of their diehard fans did. But I wasn't a diehard fan. I just,
I'll tell you, I like the orchestrated the stuff they did with the orchestra. Mm-hmm. That was badass. I was a big fan of that.
Yeah. I wonder what they're doing now. I haven't heard or seen anything about Metallica in years.
Probably living off their royalties.
Still bitching about MP3s.
Yeah. Well, Lars probably is.
Yeah. Fuck him. He's a douchebag. He led the charge against Napster, right?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. I don't know how many accounts I had shut down over that.
And they're suing individual people for like $40 million and shit. I'm just making that number up, but it was an astronomical number.
Yeah, for one person to try to pay back on a minimum wage job.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
I'm glad that shit's over with. People aren't getting sued like that anymore. And people give away their fucking music first now. It seems like a lot of major artists leak their album on purpose.
Yeah.
Because they know at most they're only going to sell. A lot of people leak their albums first because they know people are going to download it anyway. And they're only, the top selling artists in their first week are only doing 200,000 to 250,000 records in their first week now.
Well, and I think like they've
a million. It's a few not years
the
ago.
It's not the artist that's suffering. It's the company, record mm-hmm. company. It's not the artist because they get their name out, and the more people listen to that music, the better it is for that artist. But it's the
they
record
fill more
companies,
shows, and yeah,
yeah. It's the record companies who are missing their portion. Probably what they feel like their portion of that money is, which I don't know as far as the records company. Could go, I think they could piss off.
Yeah, well, they're getting told to piss off more and more now. There's more independent labels now than there are, well, more prominent independent labels now than there were a few years ago.
Yeah, people like, turning down the record deal to sell them out of the trunk because they can make 100% of the profits. So. Yeah,
well, thanks. That was kind of the rap started that.
Yeah.
You know, rap music.
Rap and the internet, both. Yes. I mean, well, that was a vehicle. That was
I never heard of, guys doing CDs and actually albums. Used to albums out of the back of their truck, Curtis Blow and stuff like that was one of the first. That wow. Used to have their
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, Sugar Hill Gang was another one that, they were underground. You buy them out of the back of somebody's car, that's.
And now all that's done on the internet.
Yeah, it's so easy to promote yourself.
I'm not positive.
Well, not only that, but the programs that for the computer, for mixers, for like what used to be if you had a 4-track recorder.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
awesome.
Something.
Yeah. Now you can have a 32-track with nothing on the computer. I mean, layer and have all kinds of editing things that 20 years ago you had to rent a studio and have somebody run it for you.
Yep.
And
pay an engineer.
And now you can produce your own stuff really cost effectively where, if you're a talented person, you have have the means. Most people would have the means to put their stuff out.
Yeah. You still got a distribution's still a big deal. You got to convince somebody to distribute.
Well,
but
you were saying, the internet and the computer can really help with, YouTube
is
you can
scream into a fucking hallway, but if nobody's around to hear it, then But Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, everybody listening to this probably knows who it is, but you would have no idea. They have a song called Jimmy Iovine on their album. You know who Jimmy Iovine is? He's the president of Interscope Records.
Okay.
One of the top five record labels. And they own, a good portion of the smaller record labels that are out there. They had a meeting, and then this song describes it, but, they created a pretty good buzz for themselves in the hip-hop community as far as, people knowing who they are and all this shit. So Interscope contacted them, wanted to give them a record deal. And they said, well, we'll give you $100,000. But you have to pay it back. And it's a 360 deal, which means not only do they make money on your CDs and shit, but they also get a third
of your royalty
of your shows and your merchandise.
Ooh, the back end. That's where they make them.
That's where
they make the money.
Entertainers make their money,
right?
And they ain't making shit off record deals. So basically, it boiled down to 7% for the producer and the rapper to split of everything they sold,
plus pay back the $100,000 loan to get them started. They'd say piss off.
They did.
And now they got three platinum singles that are four times platinum. They've got a platinum album and another single that's like two times platinum.
And what are these guys'
names? They did it independently. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Yeah.
Never.
You ever heard the song Thrift Shop?
No.
This old bastard.
I don't think radio too much, really. My radio's almost busted in my car, the antenna, so I only get like two stations, and so I listen
to it. And when you get home, you watch PBS.
Yep.
And smoke your pipe and your robe, pet your cats.
Yeah. Cats are outside now. I do have the raccoons and the. And I've noticed today. Oddly enough, which I'm good about the food, you know. I figure I've got enough money, I can feed these animals. I've got three adolescent raccoons, not full grown. I've got probably, at times, there'll be two or three full grown raccoons come up. But then I've got this group of younger brothers, and I've fed them since they were young. They'll come up and eat, and then one of them must have been a sister because she had four youngs. So now those four young are coming up and eating the cat food. But what I noticed today, I kept hearing this chirping outside, weird chirping, and it was blue jays are coming down and getting the cat food. And
really?
Yeah, there were like three of them on the back, and two of them took the cat food because the raccoons, the cats, everybody had eaten already, and those two birds flew off with the last two pieces of cat food, and that other bird was just down there like chirping, like
you know, you
like the cats will,
you motherfucker,
the cats will scratch at the door when they want food. Now it's like these birds will come up and, you know, start hearing this chirping, like they, and he was like ticked off that there was no more food out there.
Starting a fucking zoo out there.
It kind of is. I've got possums that'll come up occasionally.
Man, I'll be out there with a gun.
Well, I do have a gun. I've got a loaded 22, but I figured I don't want to. If the cat, and it's weird too because, like, the cats will sit there and eat with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And this one raccoon, because it used to, like, the cats would be leery of it, but now I petted one of them.
No, did the raccoons pet the cats?
No, don't pet the cats. But the raccoon,
weird man hands.
The raccoon had come up and was laying down, like, you know, the cats would be kind of scrunched down. And normally the raccoon's standing up, and what he'll do is he'll just use his hands and pick up the food and, you know, do this.
Right.
Well, he was laying down.
Like a cat?
Like a cat, eating like a cat.
Wow.
With
wow.
the cats, you know, all laying or sitting around with them eating. And I was like, wow, he's trying to be
weird, like, experiments fucking up Mother Nature. Well, they're going to go back out in the wild and not know how to feed themselves because there's no cat food laying on the ground.
Oh, I've thought of that, too. It's like, you know, if I move out, these things are going to be. Which I've had raccoons in the house. You knew about that.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, here just not too long ago, I had one in the house. I had to get him out. That was an ordeal. He was stuck up in the ceiling. He was stuck up.
Sucks.
Yeah, and then I had a leak, and the drywall actually came in, and it was from him walking across it. And he evidently, he got trapped up in the top cathedral part of it, and he couldn't, because that drywall was gone, he couldn't get down. And he was crawling on, like, the wiring in the stud, because the wiring ran beside the stud, and he would get kind of wedged in there, and he kept trying to look for a way down. The one night I went in the kitchen, I turned on the light, and I look up, and there's a raccoon directly above my head, no more than 6 inches from my head was this raccoon that was trapped up. And then he would climb on that wire and get back up into the cathedral part and hide. Oh, it took me a week, more than a week, to finally get him out. I had to rig up chairs with a cat food bag. I'd put it up high because I knew he was hungry. And he finally fell into the cat food bag. And I heard him, and I immediately grabbed the bag, opened the door, and shoved him outside.
How the fuck did you go to sleep at night knowing there was a raccoon?
Dude, I slept on the couch right beside the kitchen, so I'd know when he was... I tried to catch him. I was taking a cane and tried to, like, get him down with a cane. Like, knock him down. And
I'd be shooting holes in my ceiling, man.
Yeah, I would.
I don't like those things.
You don't like raccoons? Raccoons are one of my favorites.
Well...
I've only
dealt with the rabbit kind down at work. And
yeah, I don't so much necessarily like them in my house.
I've handled baby.
And I have had. At one time, I had three or four in the house. They broke the glass in the window and got in.
Jesus.
And I, like I said, they broke the glass.
So you don't feed raccoons because you want to.
You feed them
because you fucking have to.
It keeps them off me. Keeps them out my house. But again, jeez. I probably have close to 10 different ones that'll come. One or probably three of them every day that will, I see them every single day. The one of them, I've opened the door and I can stand there as close as I am to you and they don't run.
Wow.
They just look at me. A couple of them I've petted. Because I've stood there long enough at the door where they'll get close enough and turn their back, and I can put my hand down and run my hand down their back. And now they'll jump and kind of turn around, but they don't run away. They just start eating a little bit farther away from
me. Silly bipedal, eat your fucking hand.
Yeah, like I said, it's almost like trick or treat. You know, it's like, well, might as well give them a treat. Start toilet papering me or something, soaping my windows. Getting in my house.
Yeah, that's bad enough.
Yeah.
Sometime you're going to be sitting there taking shit and look up and just see a raccoon hanging on your ceiling.
Where's my food, bitch?
I kind of like it, though. Like I said, I watch them and I'm around them enough that they know me. And
what you should do is strip down to nakedness. And
yeah, that's probably what I should.
Pour syrup all over your body and just let them crawl all over you and lick it off of you.
Sure. Yeah.
I can see little midget that. Hands all over you.
Oh, they do have weird little hands. Weird little hands.
How's the garden doing?
Garden's doing very well. I had to go out today and drain it.
Really?
We had 3.25 inches of rain last Jeez. Night and today. So I have two different gardens. But the one on the left closest to the woods, I had to go out and trench to get water off of it.
Wow. Trench. I haven't looked at mine today. I didn't even know we got that much rain.
Yeah, I'll have to come look at yours, see what you've got going. But my Brussels sprouts are doing very well. I've got, I think I planted 40 and 31 of them. And maybe more, but at least 31 of them are going to make it. My tomatoes are looking pretty good. I've got radishes. I've been eating radishes. The only thing that didn't do very well was my lettuce.
Lettuce didn't do very well. Awesome.
But I've got potatoes out, and I put out 16 gooseberry bushes this year.
What the fuck do you do with a gooseberry bush?
Eat gooseberries, man.
I'll have to try some. I don't think I've ever eaten a gooseberry.
Oh, they're kind of, you know what a gooseberry is, don't you?
I've heard of them.
They're kind of a tart, round berry.
Yeah. Right.
But my grandparents had gooseberry bushes when I was a kid, so I thought I just happened to see them. They were on sale at Coffles I got 16 plants for $4.
Wow.
And I thought, you know what? If these bushes will last 40 years for $4.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Oh, wow. So they're perennial, too. So they
yeah,
keep
they
coming
should.
Back.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. And they're doing extremely well right now, and it's early, and they're already doing very well. Yes, you can. If you like rhubarb pie, gooseberry pie is like a rhubarb pie, kind of that tart, but yes,
like
tart sweet.
Rhubarb pie. I've never just had rhubarb pie though.
Oh, really? Yeah, my grandma used to just do rhubarb pie and rhubarb cobbler.
Wow, we should have grown some rhubarb, man. I like
yeah.
that shit.
Don't eat the leaves. I just read the other day. Yeah, they're
well,
very.
I don't
poisonous.
Know if this. Yeah, they're poisonous, but I've heard that the root of rhubarb is what they make Demerol from. I do not know if that's true or not, but I have heard that.
I'm not interested in that either.
Demerol? Kind of interested.
Of course you are. Oh, shit. Yeah, mine's doing good. All the fucking tomato plants have grown together now, so you can't tell them apart. But
well, they must be pretty good size.
Oh, yeah.
What all did you put out?
Put out one heirloom, one pineapple.
What heirloom? There's
I don't know.
Yeah, I know there's multiple different types of heirloom. Okay.
I don't know. One yellow pear.
Oh, those are a very good tomato.
Yeah.
Very good
tomato. One grape tomato and four better boys.
Okay, I've got out some better boy, too. The grape tomato I put out, I wasn't a huge fan of it. But they're not bad.
I already ate a few of them, man.
Have you really already gotten tomatoes? Yeah. See, I've got tomatoes on, but they're not ready yet. They're all green and small. And
we got broccoli. We got celery. We got some chili peppers.
Corn. Bell peppers, watermelon.
Yeah, you probably don't have out enough rows of corn, do you?
We've got 12 corn plants.
How many rows?
They're like all in a section about this big. And we've already got ears.
Oh, 3 rows, 4. Okay, then you'll be okay. Because they have to, corn, you have to have out to pollinate.
That's what everybody told me, but we started having ears real early on the big ones, yeah.
Wow, cool.
So, yeah, we should have plenty of sweet corn, hopefully. And watermelon and pumpkin. The pumpkins have taken over the fucking garden, though.
Yeah.
And they're about this fucking tall and vining out everywhere, pushing over the pepper plants.
Now, have you trimmed them or taken off any blooms?
Not yet.
Are you going to?
Yes. Yeah.
Just so you can get one big one? Or?
Well, I want to do at least 4 big ones.
Mm-hmm. One for the kids?
Well, no. One for our family, one for Tyson. And
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not that invested in them. I don't. Okay, they're just there.
So you are going to. How many?
There are 4 plants.
You put out 4 plants, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And 4
watermelon. Yeah, and if you trim them back, and that's what they say, if you take off all the blooms, but the one that you want to pollinate, they get, you know, they'll send all that energy to that one. And
yeah.
I watched it, oddly enough, watched a thing on PBS about the big pumpkin growing things. Interesting culture, the people who grow those things. This one guy, he had his set up on a hammock, so you don't get flat spots, and it also would weigh it. It was a scale, so it constantly gave weight. These pumpkins will put on 20 pounds in a day.
Wow.
What? Yes.
Some of the big ones?
Yes, those big giant pumpkins will put in 20 pounds of water, and you're right, it's strictly water a day. That they can put on. And they actually, you can sit and watch it increase in weight. Because they have them on some people have them on those hammocks.
That's
where
fucking insane.
Oh, and I'm almost thinking that 20 pounds is light, that they can gain 50 or more in a day.
Wow.
During their peak performance of, and they're literally, you could almost watch them grow. That you could, you know, on those hammocks, you see what they weigh. It's like, wow, it's actually going up. That's what the person said as they were filming. They're like, wow, it's actually going up. He goes, they'll do that all day.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I think next year I'll just leave all the vining shit out of my main garden and kind of plant them in different places because they take up so much fucking room, man. I didn't know what I was getting into putting all them pumpkin plants that close to everything else because... Hey, they push one of the pepper plants right over.
Yeah, they'll do this. Cucumbers will do the same thing. They vine out and just they'll overtake.
Yeah.
Which I've done that with cucumbers and let them weave in and out of places. But yeah, with the pumpkins, they just the leaves are so much bigger and broader, and yeah, they'll choke stuff out. They actually will do that. Winding action too.
I think I got some peppers ready to pick. Actually,
I've picked
some very close. Long.
Really, what kinds? The hot ones?
Just chilies.
Okay, I picked. I think I've eaten. Tyson was over there today. I think I've eaten 2 or 3 peppers.
Really,
but yeah, my peppers are really under. They're not even close, really.
Really,
although I've eaten a couple,
right?
But for the most part, I don't have them. They're not really close. I'm hoping to time it for the tomatoes where they're really coming on strong for the garden salsa. Did you eat any of my garden salsa last year?
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I love that stuff. That's my that's what I put out the garden for, is just for the gardens, mm-hmm. to do the garden salsas. I'm going to have out hot, mild, and very hot.
Oh, really?
I've got some habaneros and some giant hot Thais out this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, hottest I went was the chilies.
Yeah.
Just probably make chili out of them. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how many I have.
Yeah. Well, chili is not a hot pepper, really. It's a...
It's your last one.
Popsicle rationing.
Yeah. I just went and got some of them the other day for like $2 for... Yeah. I love them in the summertime.
Yeah, they're a commodity here.
Are they?
How's your garden doing, J-Dub?
Pretty good. I've got 3 or 4 of the Hungarian wax peppers about ready to pick. And
really? I don't even think I have any.
Yeah.
The hot wax, yeah.
I got one of my plants, too.
I like the Hungarian hot wax.
I don't think I got one pepper on my plant out there.
Really?
I have to check today, but
I'm going to have to go.
It's only the Hungarian wax that have them. I've got a bunch of other types of peppers, and they're not ready yet.
See, ours is just the opposite.
So do you like the hot peppers, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll bring over some salsa this year for you.
Yeah, definitely. Because we've got like 24 tomato plants, and we want to make
some.
You're
going to
make some too?
Sauce.
Yeah.
That's my tomatoes.
We've never really tried, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you, for me, I think the key to it is the lemon juice.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Put the lemon juice in there. And then also, I always think it's better the next day. If you make it today, let it sit in the refrigerator overnight. And
not the Monday morning quarterback yet, but shouldn't you use lime juice?
You can use lime, too.
Okay.
Lime or lemon. Yeah. I've used both.
Like, I like the lime flavor in the salsa.
Do you? And what I used last year, I think, was mainly lemon, because that's all. I just happened to have a bottle of it, so I used it, and it'll... But, yeah, the lime will work, too. Cilantro is that and the garlic.
Okay.
And last year, I didn't use garlic powder. I used, like, that... I don't know, more like a real garlic.
Like the minced garlic?
Yeah, like a minced garlic instead of a powder. And I like it better, too, because...
You can just grind your own garlic.
Yeah, I've got garlic growing on the front porch, actually.
Well, and last year I used... I had wild garlic that I harvested, and I used it. And I liked... Because wild garlic, I think it's a little... At least what I had was a little more mild than some of the other, store-bought garlic. But yeah, the lemon or lime juice that, and then depending on what you like, but anyway, let it set overnight and I'll eat it that first night. But, and the other thing too is how I'll do it is when I cut, I'll do my tomatoes first and then drain your tomatoes.
Okay.
Drain all extra fluid off. Even if you like it runny. Drain that first fluid off, because once you salt it, those tomatoes will bleed again. You know what I mean? It'll draw the moisture out of them again. So you're going to have, that it'll gain more water. And if you like it really, really chunky, last year once I drained it after I salted, because it'll continue to keep bleeding out overnight in the refrigerator. But yeah,
it's also school by Scott.
Well, I've practiced for a few years now.
I've never done
it
before.
It.
I'll take any information.
I'm
gonna make
some
spaghetti sauce this year.
I'll come over and help you
because
I love doing
it.
I love cutting up the tomatoes. I like cutting up the onions. I like cutting up the peppers. I like.
We're gonna get a little deep freezer and put it there where that desk is.
Yeah.
So we're going to freeze a lot of the stuff.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't want to fuck with canning.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it.
Well, and a lot of things you can just, without using the pressure cooker, you can hot water bath it.
Yeah.
And I just learned that anything with a pH lower than 4, which a lot of your fruits, you could just do in a hot water bath, put your
mason jar
in water,
in 2 inches of water, and boil it down. It sucks the lid closed.
Yeah, and it sucks the lid closed. And it, like, for anything with a pH lower than 4, it's fine. The only thing, pH is higher than 4 and above,
have to be pressure
because of the you have to kill the
bacteria
that can live in that acidity.
Well, I did lime the garden pretty good. I wonder if that'll affect that.
Your acidity? No. Well, I mean, of the soil. Yeah, of the soil, it'll affect that. But of your actual
fruit,
it's going to do what it's going to do. Yeah, it's going to use what... Like, again, a lot of fruits are lower in pH. Tomatoes, of course, are a high pH. That's why you have to...
Right.
You know,
press your cooker. We're going to freeze most of those.
Yeah. Well, and I don't... With my salsa, my mom asked me, you know, she's like, well, you know, why don't you just can it so you can have it all year? And I was like, well, because it changes the texture.
I don't like them, especially tomatoes.
Well, yeah, because, like, yeah, it becomes mushy. The peppers become mushy. The onions soften. I like the crispness of my salsa because it's garden fresh. Mm-hmm. It has that snap to it. And if you heated it up, it's going to change that. It's not going to be that garden... raw, you know, it has a different flavor,
a lot better fresh than it is.
Yeah, to me it is too. And then my mom said, well, what about just hot water bathing it? She goes, it'll keep it a little bit longer. And I was like, well, but even just by itself, because of the, you could keep that stuff in the refrigerator for a month and a half and it's not going to, you know, go bad on
really?
You.
Really? I wonder what...
that lemon juice helps too.
Lemon
helps
and salt.
And the salt and... Yeah, I've kept it in just in my refrigerator last year for, or Tyson's for weeks. Because I was making big, huge bowls of salsa. I'd make two or three, you know, I was doing it like every week over there at Tyson's for a while.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the facilities to do it at my house, so I'd take it in there and do it. But yeah, I'm gonna start to salivate thinking about them.
Our kitchen's gonna be a vegetable processing.
That's good. Are you doing it for just because you like the idea of eating your own food?
I'm doing it because I spent $24 and it's gonna yield me a lot of produce. I mean, that's all I got wrapped up in that garden as far as plants goes. $24, so
that's not bad.
I did buy lime, and I do water it, but, you know.
It's all organic. There's no insecticides. What we use is garlic, jalapenos, Dawn dish soap, and water. That's how we...
For fungicides and pesticides.
And coffee.
And coffee.
Huh.
Coffee keeps the slugs away.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Cindy told me that.
Now, see, this year I did, and it's the first year I've ever done it, but I used a pre-emergent. I put down a pre-emergent. Never tried it before.
What's that?
It puts out like a chemical barrier that prevents things from germinating. Mm. Like if you put out your, if you have a plant or a, you know, that you put out your plant, it won't affect your plant. But if you put out a seed, the pre-emergent would keep that seed from germinating.
So it'll just keep the weeds from germinating.
Right. Once you put the plants and in. It did pretty good on one, and I did it sparingly on another one just to kind of see. But now I've had to go through and spot weed, but my one garden is extremely clean that I use the pre-emergent on. And I will use fertilizer. I mean, I got some Miracle-Gro, the spot feed, and I fed my peppers and all the Brussels sprouts. I didn't feed the tomatoes, but with the tomatoes I used a dry sprinkle Miracle-Gro that's a 3-month release. And then, but when I planted, I had a little bit of from last year left over an all-purpose fertilizer, which I forget what the numbers on it were, but I figured most of the nitrates had gone out of it. You know, nitrogen is more volatile, it leaves quicker, but I figured it still had the, you know, have enough phosphorus and magnesium that. So, like, when I dug my hole for my plants, I would sprinkle just a little bit of that fertilizer down at the bottom of the hole and then plant so, you know, it had something to go down into. There was going to be a little bit of fertilizer there, plus I have fertilizer. I don't have any problems with using, you know, the...
I don't either. I just wanted to try it.
Oh, sure.
Especially since it was our first bigger garden.
Yeah.
The only other thing we did besides that, I bought a bag of cow shit compost, and I put around all the plants.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
it's going to feed them.
Took off after that, and haven't quit.
I was going to say, that's going to feed them.
Every week, I went and bought what I thought was a tiller. It really isn't a tiller. It's a cultivator. And we had it set where we have all the plants
Two feet apart.
You could go right in between right. each plant and cultivate the ground in between it.
Right.
And keep it,
turned.
Know, turned. Yeah. And that kept the weeds away. Well, now they're so big.
Yeah, even though you turn it. You can't get through it.
No, there's no room.
What type of cultivator was it? A hand cultivator?
No, it's electric. One.
But it won't dig. It won't get through the.
There's no room. There's the plants are too big now.
Oh, your plant. Okay, I'm with you. Okay, I was thinking that you were telling that the weeds were so big that you couldn't get it through. I was like, what?
Oh no! Once we ran the Tyson's tiller that we used through it, that electric cultivator worked great. Once all that shit was broke up, it just tore right through it. But hey, lady and gentlemen, let's take a quick break.
Go look at your
glass
garden.
Is empty.
I'm going to go look at the garden.
I need to refill my cigarette. And we'll be back after the jump with some BY Roulette.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I said that last week, and nobody laughed or said anything.
Nothing, really. You rude bastard.
So what we want to do now is play a little bit of BY Roulette. Now, basically, I'm doing this because I was too lazy to go back through the shows.
And actually listen.
And actually listen to our own garbage.
This will be the first time I've actually listened to our own garbage.
We're going to... I'm just going to go pick a random show and randomly scrub through it. We'll listen to it with our mics off.
Are you going to do 50 or lower?
I'm going to start pretty early, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to start pretty early. Maybe 10, 12, something
like that.
Oh,
really? You can do that?
Pick a number below 15.
One.
No, not one.
Yeah.
Six.
Six?
Six works.
All right, we'll go with six, so... Mic's off, everybody. We'll pull up BY number 6 and have a listen.
Drink responsibly or drink constantly. Drink responsibly or drink constantly. Drink responsibly or drink constantly. Be who you want to be in this economy. Drunk as Sean Connery. At the Bonnevie, can't throw me out. Motherfucker, I'm the honoree. Trust me, I'll never be the nominee. I don't kiss enough ass. I'm too honoree.
Here's that uncomfortable silence. I'm Scott.
I'm John.
This is Jesus Christ, King of the Jews.
Hi, Jesus. Last week, you're Pontius Pilate. This week, you're Jesus Christ.
Fuck that bitch, Pontius Pilate. That motherfucker washed his hands and sealed my fate.
It was funny.
I'll nail his fucking Roman ass to a cross.
It's funny, John.
In make-believe land.
He tried to correct you about 15 times, and everybody kept talking over him and not even paying attention. He was like, I think it's Pontius. I think it's Pontius. Hey, guys, I think it's Pontius.
What do you mean? Somebody interrupting John?
What? No, well, John's besides, just trying to start a conversation.
That's what threw it off.
All right.
This is a special daylight episode of BUI.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
doing
actually
this at
recording
noon.
Before the fall of the sun.
This is definitely noon, May 20th, 1996.
Damn,
okay.
It's my birthday.
I have no idea what that meant.
I'm missing it. What happened?
Sirens.
Oh, okay.
Tyson just spouted off a date.
A date?
15 years ago. And
coming to you from the past.
Somehow it's relevant. I'm not sure. Hey, I want to give a thank you to Trice Design Studio for the logo.
Awesome. It looks really good.
Very good. Hey, it's that time of year, people. If you're looking to get family pictures done or want some snapshots, your kids playing sports or what have you, look up Tisha Trice at TriceDesignStudio.com. And all her information is on our website and also probably on this YouTube video if you're watching it. So get a hold of her. She does a great job. It's real cheap.
She's trice as nice.
And she's trice as nice.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was trying to come up with something witty with the trice and like that, you know, trice the quality of anyone else.
As usual, I beat you to it.
Yes, you did.
Now, do you know, does Trice Studios do a videography?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because I was really wanting to have like midgets and dwarfs wrestle in my crawl space.
I can get you midgets and dwarves.
I know. Like, would it be you and your family?
No.
Oh.
Actual midgets.
Oh, that'd be gnomes. Oh. That'd be gnomes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're a forest gnome.
Yes.
Scottish forest gnomes.
Tyson has friends in crawl spaces.
Yes. Just like John Wayne Gacy. Yes. I lured them in.
Yeah. Just, breaking news. You heard it here first. Yeah.
What's your source?
MySpace.com.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear where
Wikipedia?
Wikipedia, open source.
Yes.
Was it Facebook has been smearing Google?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Did you hear that? They're putting
Google?
Out. No, they're
you
putting
can't even
out like
wash it off your hands.
I
hate it when I get Google on myself. Have you ever like been at a titty bar and had a big spot of Google in your pants? And then the UV lights really accentuate it. And then you're the one standing there with a boner on Pervert's Row with a handful of pennies. With like, here's your tip, 100 pennies in your panties. Now somebody will taste copper when they get genital warts on their face.
Wow, you didn't know that was going to go that far, did you, Scott?
Wow. Wow.
Have you ever been that guy?
I've not.
My friend Henry that works for the railroad.
He is
telling me
guy.
This actually just happened to him this week in Kendallville.
Did it really? I just talked
in
to him.
In Kendallville?
But... Yeah, he got genital warts on his face. Yeah, from trying to fish pennies out of a stripper's panties.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and they actually, her panties stuck to the pole and pulled off of her. And then there was like a group of fishermen pulled up and was like, is this where the fresh halibut is?
Smells like it.
Wow.
There were seagulls frequenting the place. And the seagulls were even like, man, that bitch's pussy stinks.
Hey, take your pop filter off.
What's up? No more pop filter.
Anyway, Facebook was...
What were we talking about? Oh,
Facebook
yeah.
was smearing yeah, they, Google. They're yeah, the ones that were behind
right,
the anti-privacy
exactly, they,
campaigns.
iPhone. I heard iPhones again has an anti-privacy campaign. They're against your privacy.
Now, you don't have a problem with
have
it.
Have you ever noticed how none of the other NAMBLA members have iPhones? Oh, I mean... Have you ever noticed how no NAMBLA members have iPhones?
So when did you get an iPhone?
No. I'm just saying I heard on the internet that
oh, damn.
No NAMBLA members have iPhones because they're afraid.
It's about to get busy up in here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you will get more responses. You know how we had the circumcision response from the people from San Francisco?
Right.
I almost guarantee you.
NAMBLA's gonna send me an email and say, "We don't use iPhones, you bastards."
Or you know, they're
no,
gonna
they
be like,
don't use iPhones because they have the coordinates of the pictures of the little boys they take at the Boy Scout meetings.
Oh, gross!
This is how you tie a hangman.
How'd this come from Facebook?
This is how you tie. Don't tell your parents not.
Oh, wow.
You make Eagle Scout if you don't tell.
So we went from Google and Facebook to members of Mambla, which is the...
Tyson back in those days was trying too hard, I think. just listening to it, it's like, man, he's really... really...
We didn't have that many laugh out loud moments out of that. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, sorry.
But we did do a half hour on gardening. So.
Yeah, we've toned it down a bit.
Take what you can get, motherfuckers.
It's the difference between Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Hey, well, I think it was actually May 20th, 2011 when we recorded that. And, you know, the days were longer. We started around the same time, but
the days were longer.
So
daylight.
Yeah, we were started at 6 or 6 o'clock or something.
What day was that? Was it a Saturday or a Sunday?
Probably a Friday. We were doing them all on Fridays back then. Oh, were we on third shift? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I forgot that we've changed the night and location.
I think
changed
that's
quite a bit
before
we've been at three. This is our third location. Really, what mm-hmm. you consider third location.
Yeah, so we did my old house, and we moved it to the John's garage for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And then, I imagine that was from the garage.
No, we didn't start in a garage.
No,
we started in the living room at our house.
Which I wasn't on the first episode. Because I think the first episode was with Belligerent Bill. You guys were kind of, it was a trial thing. I don't think it ever hit the air. I don't think it ever made it.
That was just me, John, and Tyson.
No,
the first thing we recorded was just me, John, and Tyson.
John
Ray.
And then Belligerent Bill wasn't there?
Nope.
No, not
okay.
The
he was there for the first official BUI.
Okay.
But he wasn't there for
Then I was there.
The beta test.
I would be there for the second. Then episode one.
Do you want to go back to the second episode?
If you could, I mean that would have been my first episode. I would have thought.
J-Dub came in at episode 20.
Yeah,
I believe episode 20.
It's probably
that was still relatively early on.
Yeah,
I
was a long time listener, first time host,
first time podcaster.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll jump into episode 2 then. It'll be Scott's first BUI.
Should be, yeah.
Mic check. Damn you. California. Damn. You now rocking with the motherfucking best. Crooked
eye. You don't like how I live. Okay, bye. You don't like getting money. Okay, bye. You don't like bad shirts. Okay, bye. Now go that way.
Episode 2. My name is Mick.
Oh, I'm John with an H.
You forget your name.
I'm
well, Tyson Knuckles.
Scott Love, a.k.a.
Scott Love.
Very hungry.
Reverend.
Reverend.
Scott
Reverend
Love, diabetic eating candy.
It's awesome.
He's going to see if he can go into a sugar coma.
We're going to have an on-air fish flopping diabetic coma
that
effect.
That could happen.
I know it
could.
When you hear this noise... That's Scott falling over with mic in the ground.
Yeah. Probably won't.
Sure. Belligerent Bill couldn't be with us tonight. He's
He's working thirds at the belligerent Bill's Hospital for the criminally insane, taking care of some old man's scrotum right now.
But he's not looking at his dick.
Definitely not. He doesn't make a habit out of that at all.
Well, he's the only Helen Keller nurse there is.
Yeah.
He does it all by touch.
Sometimes by sense of taste.
Like I told you guys off the air, I'm not sure he knows what his role is.
Yes.
Hello, you're the punching bag.
Yeah.
He probably won't have, he doesn't even know how to work a computer.
If this was a circle jerk, he would be the cookie in the middle.
Wow. I'll have no part of any circle jerk.
I will if Chrissy Brinkley's in the middle.
Everybody lend a hand and it'll work out fine.
Is Chrissy Brinkley in the middle?
I don't know.
No, that's
your 60-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, I was
Courtney
65, Lev. I think. I just saw on the...
Yeah, but did you see how damn good she looks?
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah. She looks great.
Well,
I don't know if I'd eat her poop
yet. You weren't here last week, but we talked about that in a little bit of detail.
At length.
Oh, about Christy? Really? Really?
Yeah. You're a little bit older than Tyson and I, so...
I gave him minimum details.
Yeah, I mean, Billy Joel hookup there in the 80s and...
Yeah.
Supermodel.
I actually heard a rumor that's how Billy Joel got AIDS was from Christy Brinkley. Unconfirmed, but
yeah,
that's blasphemy.
Allegedly,
Billy Joel.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Throw that legal disclaimer in there.
I read it on some website called BMC.
Hey, so we went live last week. By live, I mean we actually put the podcast.
It was recorded live
on the website.
Recorded live in front of a studio audience.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Of our women in the other room with the door shut.
Yes.
Get us a beer.
Yes.
And green M&Ms.
Yeah.
That still didn't work out, did it?
Had some good response, though. So I told some people that if they helped promote it and gave us some honest criticism, whatever, we'd shout them out at the top of the show. So you want to do that, Tyson?
Thanks to you all.
Thanks to you all. It was a big scam. It's going to be an ambiguous thank you.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
He's on it.
The list is too numerous to name, but I would like to thank everyone that forwarded our link. And we really, really wouldn't be doing this without your support, because we really hate sitting around bullshitting without anybody listening. So yeah, really,
we wouldn't be drinking beer on Friday night.
And so, not sitting bullshit
all for you
in the garage.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I want to name some people. Dustin, Opie Townsend, he's been pretty supportive. Battlescar Shogun.
Woo.
You guys know him on Facebook.
Nobody
knows him. Keep it as Battlescar.
Interrupting again.
Interrupting John. What can I help you with here?
I was just saying, I don't know him, but I know Battlestar Galactica.
Right.
Yeah. This is the Battlescar Shogun.
Thanks for that. Well, Bill is here.
What?
I'd like to thank Katie Mendenhall Wolf.
Yeah.
Charles and Knox's girlfriend.
Good comments.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She reposted her link and gave us comments.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
R6.
I'd like to thank myself for
attending.
For what? You don't even use the internet.
For not reposting the link.
Possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. R6, one of my label mates at Complex Records, showed us the love. So did Mr. Knack.
And R2D2.
He's the CEO of Complex Records. He's backing us in this project. So thank him.
Word.
For putting the link out there. Mark Hafner, which is his rap name, is Straight Drop the Mastermind. He did some promotion for us, so we thank him. Told him he'd shout us out.
Anybody else that, you know, went ahead and went forward?
And anybody else. Everybody that's downloaded it, which I'm not going to put the numbers out there right now, but there's been quite a few people. And actually, when we're recording this, there's only been 2 days.
And there's actually a line to download the show, is what I read on one of the websites.
Yeah, you got to take a number. It's actually a lottery system.
Yeah, so what you want to do
is
hurry.
We've only got a few copies.
Hurry and download it quick and listen to it.
We're going to make 1,000 copies available, so the first thousand people that get in line get a number, and if we draw your number, you actually get to download it. That's how we're going to do it from now on.
Right.
Our server's crashed.
So you could be like a really an exclusive number of people that
this
have access
exclusive.
To this.
This is exclusive.
Wow. Yeah, it's a special club.
Wow.
Yeah.
We all have helmets.
Yeah.
Think of the Bilderberg Group meets the Illuminati meets Skull and Bones.
Meets the Shooter Grassy Knoll.
That 70s show. Yeah. And that's our podcast.
Right. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's it. We did an hour and a half last time. We're going to limit this one to 8 minutes. So thanks, guys.
Been real.
Been a good shot.
Keep forwarding that link.
We really want you all to get your money's worth, so there was your 8 minutes for free.
Even though we haven't cashed any of the checks you've sent in yet.
There's the shout-out, so I'm going to let Tyson's got a couple topics written down, so we're going to give him the ball and let him run with it.
Yes. I would like to start off the show.
Structure and Tyson, same sentence.
I don't even know if that didn't really flow. They don't really flow very well. But I would like to throw out a special shout-out to President Obama, who got caught with his pants down. I mean, with the microphone still on after a press conference, and he got caught saying, you know, speaking of the Republicans, what do you think? We're stupid for trying to sneak in addendums to the budget bill. And I just think it's so funny that he got caught.
That's it? He said, what do you think? We're stupid?
Yeah.
That's what you're blasting him on?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. How many
I thought it was
going to
be
caught?
Something good, man. It's like, that's pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty.
But the thing is, he docile. Let his guard down. He got caught. That's the thing. That okay. Man is so prepared and so locked
Bush
on.
Bush just never had a guard to have up.
Why would you have to? No. See, he had nothing secret. That's what I'm saying.
He couldn't help that.
You go with the Messiah. He has something. You know, he has a lot to hide.
Well, like I said
before, who's really running the teleprompter?
Bush has always had good strategy.
He did too.
He had a good vocabulary.
He did.
Yeah. He is.
I mean, I'm not saying
that's vocabulary.
Yeah. Damn vocabulary. Yeah.
I'm not saying that he was an oratory genius, but that's not really what's important.
I don't. You know, okay, he got caught with his guard down, but I don't think that's very bad. That's something you'd expect him to think and something you'd expect him to say.
Yeah,
now, that's not very political.
How about the Russian, the guy from one of the Czech republics that was in the some sort of major assembly, and they had ceremonial pins, and he was on camera, and they showed him, and he picked up the pin, and he's like admiring the pin, looking at it, and holding it, and then he kind of sets it back down, then he picks it back up and puts it inside his jacket pocket and stole the ceremonial pin.
Nice.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's
where was this at?
Geez.
Well, they have a democracy now, not a,
I mean, what was
not capitalism.
Yeah, it was...
capitalism's not a government.
Well, we know, but...
Somewhere in Czech...
okay, so it was some...
Yeah, he was...
some ceremony over there.
Exactly.
For
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But the ceremony, I think, was like in South America, that they had this type of... where he stole the ceremonial pin. And it was actually
like
kind of a major... Yeah, it was kind of a major deal. The people... in South America didn't take real kindly to it, I guess.
Why is it not?
I mean, you would think
like
they would
have
given him one. I mean, yeah. If he's signing documents, normally those pins are either saved for posterity or, you know, something.
Maybe
but,
that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Was saving it.
He's going to sell it on eBay.
He's got
I wonder if it's
got
for
like
sale on eBay now.
I bet you on his way home, he probably had like a bunch of little bars of soap and little things of shampoo.
I was going to say, he probably just thought it was part of the gift bag.
He probably got like 12 Gideon Bibles.
About 150 fucking ketchup packets and plastic sporks.
Yes.
A couple barbecue sauces from McDonald's.
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's not the heydays over here now.
But they're getting there.
Yeah, they're getting back to their former esteemedness.
Did you hear over there somewhere in the former Soviet Republic, there was an old woman who was digging in her yard, and she cut off the whole fucking internet to two countries.
No. I bet Al Gore was mad.
You shut off the internet. I invented that shit, bitch. She was like 70 years old, and she didn't even know what the internet was.
She didn't call. She didn't see the commercial. You're supposed to call before you dig, right? There is a number.
I'm over there.
Yeah.
Chop, 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 dig, dig, dig. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's what chop, chop, dig, dig.
Chop, chop. Nice.
Yeah.
If she don't know what the internet was, she might not have a phone to call.
Yeah.
No, she probably had dial-up.
Probably still on the homing pigeon.
Or singular.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Where was it that this happened? Nether?
Blue to Blatistan. Oh. I don't know. What, one of the former Soviet republics.
Wow.
Turkmenistan.
Georgia, I believe, was one of the countries that got most of their internet taken off.
That's a state, man. You don't even know
what you're talking about. That's in the South.
That's just that's not too far from here.
The deep South.
So do people know where we are? Or is this like a hidden location?
No, this is a secret location.
Yes, we meet weekly.
Yeah. We do the show at a different place every week.
What was that high volume?
Yeah, high fidelity.
Pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume. That's
senior
it.
Group, Tyson.
Yeah.
That doesn't that cost you money.
What the hell are you old bastards talking about?
Oh,
pump up the volume.
Old pirate rate. You don't like that shit. Okay, bye. Now go that away. Go that away. You don't like how I do it. Fucking episode 2. Yeah, I liked it.
What do you think about that, Scotty?
Yeah, a couple laugh out loud moments.
Oh, I screwed up my line.
No, a couple laugh out loud moments, I thought.
That was your first foire into podcasting.
It was. I was quite comfortable in it, I think. I stepped right in. And
a lot of that made me miss John and his humor.
Yeah.
Made me not miss John and his non-humor.
Yeah. I
was banned at that moment.
Yeah,
so.
Females were. You got
it. That was the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
I was the hostess only to serve beer and food.
I do remember the food. Whatever happened to the? I guess
we tried to give you food today.
I know. Yeah. All right. I was going to bust your chops, but
as many hours then.
Yeah, used to. I mean, we'd come over and it'd be like, it'd be like, hey, we've got meat in the crock pot and.
Right. Veggie tray here,
cheese crackers
there, popcorn.
Yeah, we were.
It lost its luster, man.
You were trying to woo me.
It went from, all right, you're having a podcast, to fucking Christ, you're having another podcast. Right?
Yep.
Well, and
then it went to, fuck, we don't have any food, I'm not feeding them anymore. Maybe if I don't feed them, they won't come over.
Then they started going over to John's.
Didn't they? That's...
Oh, yeah. I remember a couple times over at John's that there was... You fumed home one night.
Yeah.
That was, Charles was over there that night, too. I think Charles and Katie and...
This is a giant pain in the ass to drag all this equipment.
Oh, I could imagine. I totally understood. And,
but they didn't. We started going over there because Tyson's girlfriend had foot surgery.
Mm-hmm. And Once her
foot healed, it was like...
Yeah.
Well, why do we need to keep going over there?
Because it was more convenient.
Yeah.
For and him and John. And actually for me, too. But I didn't care. It's like I could drive to Hartford just as easily. But I don't drink.
Right.
You know, so I didn't have to worry about getting home and... They did, and I. But you,
really
I know.
Didn't.
I well,
I mean, they were more than welcome.
I know,
to crash
right? And if Becky went or somebody else, they could drive her, but vice versa. But what they didn't realize too was that every week that it was over there, you had to drive home, and you know, you had to.
No, I had to. Drive
okay,
the
yeah,
gas
right,
home.
Right, okay.
And I had to make sure that all his equipment got put in the van properly.
Yeah, well, I can remember packing, helping pack. At the end of the night, we'd break everything down. And then after a while, didn't we finally leave some stuff over there?
Yeah. There was one time where we left the stuff over there.
We even put in a fucking air conditioner over there.
That's right.
It got so hot.
And it never really used it. Never did a show with the air conditioner.
Well, because the shit hit the fan with me and Tyson. Me and Tyson got into it.
Yeah, that's why we needed the air conditioner.
What do you mean?
Well, that shit hit the fan, and we can no longer use it, so we got the air conditioner.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
where's the drum roll?
Bad joke.
No, I think we used the air conditioner for 2 shows.
Did we use it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then I brought the air conditioner to you, didn't I?
No, we went and picked it up.
No, it sat over there for a year, and fucking...
You guys went and picked it. He wanted me to...
cocksucker had it set up on its edge.
He wanted me to take it over.
Instead of laying it down like you're supposed to lay down an air conditioner, he had it with the vent down, and it don't work anymore.
Well, and he tried to get me to take it over to you a couple times. Matter of fact, my trunk to this day doesn't... And it had nothing to do with the air conditioner. It just... That happened to be the time it went bad.
Right.
But we were going to try to put it in my trunk, and we opened my trunk, and I was like, man, there's no way we're going to set that air conditioner in there.
Right.
And so yeah, it ended up setting probably out. I don't.
He acted like I had a fucking boat parked in his garage.
Oh, I know. As an air
it was an air conditioner.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but there's a lot. Like I said, during that whole, and I don't even. It's odd because I, you know, whenever I think about BUI, I really don't think about John being a part of it anymore. You know,
right.
He doesn't. So hearing him, it's like, oh yeah, John was.
Yeah.
An active part of the.
I've invited him a couple times.
To come back over and do a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never showed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I understand, like, Tyson's, you know, the reasons behind him kind of breaking away a little bit from the show and just not doing it as often. He's got another life, and he just, he didn't want it to be a commitment. And it's like, you don't really have to. That's, you know.
Right.
Don't look at it. You know, he started looking at it as like this once-a-week commitment that was causing him so much strife for him to get over here and do it. And it's like, you know, after I have kids and then back in, and it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be like that.
Right.
You know, if you want to do the show, do the show. If you don't want to do the show, don't do the show.
Yeah.
You know, just let John know, you know, let him, if you're not, then say no. If you want to, tell him, hey, I'll be over.
Right.
It's that easy. I don't think that the show is going to hinge upon, but, you know, like I said, so I understood his, you know, reasoning too, but why there was any conflict, I don't understand that so much.
Yeah, that's water under the bridge. He's did several shows since.
Oh, yeah, then. Yeah, and he has been a part of the show since, so. Mm, and it is whenever he wants to. Like today, you know, he actually called me. And, but, you know, we talked yesterday. It's like, hey,
right.
Are you going to do BUI 3? And he actually reminded me. That,
oh, did he?
Yeah, well, I forgot. I remembered, but then I'd forgotten because I was talking about possibly going golfing or something. And he's like, well, BUI is at 3. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, well, that's what I'll be doing.
Right on. But, well, I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, well, but, you know, he could come if he wanted to. And if he doesn't want to, that's fine, too. So.
Well, he got picked up. For episode, or season 3, so.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Good. Good for him.
So he's got some,
He's getting, oh, okay.
He's got some,
okay, that season 3. I'm thinking our season 3. Okay, that season 3.
Okay. We are technically in season 3 now, though.
We are, yeah.
Some podcasts do.
I haven't signed my contract yet, but I'm anticipating a big signing bonus.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Free Coney Dog. It's in the kitchen.
Awesome.
There's your signing bonus.
Yeah, some of that potato salad taken would be awesome.
I don't know if there's any more of that.
No, we had some potato salad earlier that even...
It was good.
Even a guy who's got a potato salad.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to wrap up episode 99, guys. We appreciate you listening.
Hey,
and
make sure
continuing to listen.
Come back for episode 100. I hear it's going to be a big bash party.
Yeah.
Like, probably be like the...
Big feast.
Probably, I mean, and this is just probably my opinion, but it's probably this will be the singularly the largest blogging event in the history of our show.
Podcasting, you mean?
No, I mean our show.
Biggest podcasting event in the history of our show?
Yeah.
There you go. We're not really blogging. That's a misnomer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean, I meant podcasting is what
I meant
to say. Of course.
That's what you said.
Blogging is writing, right?
Yeah.
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 We do blog the show.
We put it up on a blog.
Believe it or not, this show is scripted.
It is.
Yeah.
We write down the writers.
It's all, I mean.
There's about a 6-month turnaround on the script. Yeah. It's kind of like The Simpsons. We got to send it to China and shit.
Where's that piece of paper?
Here's what we talking about?
Here's my script.
He holds up a blank piece of paper and wiggles
it. It says,
Donovan beat up another child in first grade.
It said, I saw Donovan run out of the art room. Boeing Cub Skills. He almost ran into the line coming out of the other door. Mr. Barlow told Donovan to wait till the other line got past. Who wrote this?
Jason's drinking a Coke.
Beth Wall.
Yes.
What is four beers and a Coke?
Sunday afternoon, man.
She's right.
I got shit to do when I get home.
Yeah. I haven't seen you drink a Coke in a while.
I drove, too, so.
Donovan took off again, so I asked him to wait.
Okay. For BUI 99, my name is Mick.
J-Dub.
And Scott.
And Shauna.
Okay, bye.